And all of the men in the family had to go out and fight that fire, of course. And they were out there for days with it because the weather was so cold. When they would put water on it, it would freeze. And then the fire wasn't really out on the inside, you know, and it kept breaking out again and again. And I remember how my daddy looked when he came in from fighting that fire. He was just almost like a ghost. It was a very difficult experience for the men in my family. But I never did see that. But I know there was a haystack there. Now, whether it was built around a pole sticking up, I don't know. But it was a very large, it could have even been a bunch of hay, bales of hay stacked up somewhere. So I don't know, maybe it wasn't a haystack after all.
But you said it was big, so how big was that?
Well, I don't know. Of course, I was a child, but they talked about how large it was. I would say probably it would have maybe covered half of this room. That would be what my feeling about it would have been anyway, and pretty tall. But something that would burn for several days when they were fighting it all the time is bound to have been pretty big.
Really? Very big, sounds like. Well, they never, like, set a haystack up and then covered it with, like, just with four poles and a sliding roof or something, you know, nothing like
no,
that.
No, I don't remember anything like that.
Well, did you ever see him cut hay?
Not when I was a little girl. And I have seen hay balers in fields since I have been older. And so I've seen it as an adult. And I probably saw it as a child, too, but I don't have real vivid recollections of it.
Well, when they first cut the hay, you know, they sort of rake it into those little rows, sort of piles. Do you know a name for those things? Have you ever heard a name for this? Like a...
Well, I believe they call them hay rows, don't they? I think. Now, that comes to my mind, but that's not from...
You ever heard of a windrow?
Windrow.
Or hay row.
Yes, I've heard of windrows. Now, I'm trying to think, what do we call when you clear a field and leave one line, well, that's a windbreak, I guess, but maybe leave one row of bushes or one line of trees standing in order to protect the animals in there. Windbreak doesn't seem right, but I guess that's what it is, which you didn't ask about at all.
Oh, no, that's fine. Tell me about it. Now, you said you had cows on the farm. So, but tell me about the other animals you had.
Well, it was primarily a cattle ranch. I do remember, well, of course they had horses because they were required to work the cattle. I do remember that we had a few goats and sheep, chickens, of course. And there were some hogs there. But not a lot of anything except the cattle and horses.
Well, did you ever have a shelter for the cattle, you know, to get out of the room?
No, there were just too many of them. And unless they, you know, found a shelter under a tree or something like that, but we did not have any
protection. What about, you know, things to ride, just horses? You know,
yes, we had horses.
Did you have a shelter for them?
Well, as I said a while ago, they stayed in this trap area, pasture trap, well, they could walk into this barn. They could go in through an open gate into a little barnyard area there and walk on into the barn if they wanted to do that, but they were not, you know, kept in there all the time. They didn't have stalls or anything in there.
But the area right around the barn was the barnyard.
Yes.
Well, did people have milk cows out there?